Welcome to the Get Inspired Project. I'm Toni Rees, and today I am with Debbie Jordan. Debbie, welcome to the Get Inspired Project.
Hello, Toni. Wonderful to be here.
So, Debbie, take a moment and tell us a little bit about yourself.
I like to write. I like to communicate, actually. And so writing, talking, I try to share ideas, especially ideas that hopefully will help others to think too. I'm hoping that we can find creative win-win-win ideas so that we can make this a better world for everyone.
Oh, Debbie, I'm right there with you. Thank you so much for being part of this. Let's go into the first question. What does inspiration mean to you?
Well, of course, the first thing that people will think, and I have always, is to look outward and at others and where these ideas come from, whether it's what other people are doing or saying. What we have to be very careful of, though, is are we looking at the outer, certain things we like about that, what they have, or are we looking at what they're doing, the hard work? And then that leads me to the more important aspect of inspiration, and that is, what is it inside of me? Each of us has to look there inside of us and find out what it is that burns hottest, and that we must do, the work we must do. And with the goal, as I try to emphasize, not of doing better for ourselves, but of doing better for everyone and to make this a better world.
So, Debbie, the inspiration part of this and what it means to you, I want to make sure that I understand this, because I thought it was a very cool answer. It's not seeing and being inspired by what someone has, but it's taking that deeper look to see what that person is doing. And
right.
and really, what are they, if what they're doing is fueled by that burn that you spoke about, that would be pretty cool.
It must be.
Yeah, absolutely.
because if we don't have that fire within us, we don't have the fuel to keep going.
Absolutely. Keep absolutely. Then you're really just kind of wasting your time, aren't you?
You betcha.
So how do you put inspiration into practice?
By doing it, by doing the work. And that's the hardest thing about it, too. Confession here. The two things that are most important part of my work are writing and talking, like right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you would be surprised how hard it is for me to, especially when I'm supposed to be getting ready for it, the burn is, oh, can I do it? Am I going to fall flat on my face, or am I going to soar into the skies? Well, it doesn't matter. I'm doing.
Right.
And
right.
Once I get into it, I don't think about that, except when somebody asks me the question and I give the answer.
Oh, that's great. So, you know, you may have that fear going into it, but are you... You really lose that while you're in the moment? You don't?
Absolutely. I forgot about it.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So putting inspiration into practice for you is really doing it and getting past that fear so that you can be in the moment and do the work that you're so passionate about.
Very much, because we all fear failing. But failing can be the greatest lesson.
Oh, yes, it can. So, speaking of lessons, it's a great transition. Thank you, Debbie. What is your greatest life lesson?
That is getting into it. Realize that it's not what other people, the opinion that other people have of you, because there will be naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
All my life, I've had so many naysayers, and they were... most of the time, the closest ones around me. And I had to realize a long time ago that if the people around me are denying that which burns hottest within me, then they're wrong, not me. Especially if I know what I can do will help others. And again, that's my touchstone. Am I doing something that's going to help other people, that's going to help make this a better world? And when are those naysayers actually not doing that? And that's the clue. So that helped me to get past a lot of them. And sometimes I just have to, you know, turn my back and do my thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, that takes a lot of courage to do that. And as you know, life lessons are learned. And you said, mm-hmm. you know, it took a lot of time for you to get to the point where you could turn your back and yes. continue, you know, doing what you do. Okay, if you were to give just a nugget of wisdom for people all over the world here, Debbie, that are listening to you, that may be experiencing that same negativity and the naysayers that are saying, don't, what are they crazy? What piece of advice would you give them so they don't, maybe they can avoid the same life lesson?
Well, to me, it's continuing to be be involved in the doing. As long as I see my own productivity, sometimes I don't see the effects of it outside of me for a long time, but as long as I take joys in that productivity, and that's what I would tell people, don't worry about what your what the outside world awards or rewards they are heaping on you. Reward yourself with the joy from your own productivity.
Thank you, Debbie. And the final question is, what do you want your legacy to be?
That's the old, what do you want on your tombstone?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She was useful.
Oh.
She helped. She made this a little bit better for us.
Thank you so much, Debbie, for being part of the Get Inspired Project.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. Take care.